This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Saturday, March 16th. I'm Sean Rice with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. Pikes Peak is recording multiple feet of snow at both their gateway entrance and along the Pikes Peak Highway. According to a Pikes Peak post on the X platform, formerly Twitter, crews measured 38 inches at the gateway and 49 inches 7 miles up on the highway. Crews say they expect 4 to 5 feet of snow from the 7th mile to the summit, but they say they're still trying to confirm official measurements. Pikes Peak opens and closes depending on weather conditions. If you have a trip planned sometime in the next few weeks, you're encouraged to call 719-385-7325 for more information on accessibility and weather and road conditions. Colorado Springs Police are extending their accident alert status through Monday morning due to road conditions. The police department says they made the call after assessing road conditions and the, quote, call for service load per command staff. While in accident alert status, drivers are reminded that if they are involved in a traffic accident with no fatality or injury requiring medical attention, no driver involved is a suspect or driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. All drivers are present with a license, registration, and insurance information, and no damage to public property. Drivers should exchange their information and follow the procedure for completing a counter, also referred to as cold, accident report. Teller County commissioners have now issued a state of emergency after a winter storm created major cleanup concerns for officials there. The countywide declaration comes just one day after the town of Cripple Creek declared their own state of emergency. KRDO has learned Teller County Commissioner Dan Williams has been in contact with the governor's office since Wednesday in anticipation of a possible state of emergency. According to Cripple Creek officials, all power has been restored to residents living in Cripple Creek proper as early as Friday evening. County commissioners say that the emergency status will continue into the weekend as they address areas of concern in rural Teller County throughout the weekend. Enrollment opens this Saturday for a new behavioral health program at Pikes Peak State College. It's offering a quicker way to kickstart a career in this field. Starting this fall, students who attend the Colorado Springs campus can earn certificates as they complete coursework. The goal is to let them enter the workforce early while they continue to pursue their degree. Colorado Springs' St. Patrick's Day Parade was held on Saturday. The 40th annual event ran through downtown beginning at noon. This year's Grand Marshals are parade organizers John O'Donnell and his wife, Carol. For more headlines, head on over to KRDO.com. I'm Sean Rice. Have a great Saturday.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nate Carter. Slight chance for some late-day snow showers. They're moving up from the south and will mainly affect western Pueblo County. Temperatures are going to be in the 40s. Then for tonight, 30% chance of overnight snow showers. Nothing sticking to the ground. Lows in the upper 20s. For Sunday, mix of clouds and sun. Maybe a few flurries possible late in the day and highs in the low 40s. Looking ahead Monday through Wednesday, sunny and warmer with highs in the 50s. Thursday through Saturday, highs in the 50s and 60s. That's your forecast on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.